Oh, hey. So I've been recording my whole way home, and I had a pretty decent recording this morning, I think, maybe. I know people listen to it, which can't be a good thing. Okay, I guess if I want to talk about anything right now, because I do have a little bit more time, I stopped to get beer and some Copenhagen because, yeah, I'm one of those guys. So listen, I'm 32, right? And I look like I'm maybe, I don't know. I get carded a lot, like a lot. It went away for a while and then it came back, which I think is a good thing. I know it's a good thing because apparently I listened to a few podcasts and they had like doctors on there saying that how old you look is a good representation of how old your cells are. And that means that if you look 10, you have 10-year-old sale. Oh, wow. This dude is driving like crazy. And he's got the mudflap chicks on his tailgate, which is badass. I would not want to F around with that guy, especially since I don't have my gun in my car. But anyways, no, I got carded again. And like the girl was laughing. And I think, okay, so I went and I bought a bottle of Sailor Jerry rum because it's one of my favorite rums. They're not a sponsor. I wish they were. Please send me free rum, Sailor Jerry. Please, please, please. And, you know, sometimes I'll mix it with Dr. Pepper. I just started mixing it with ginger ale because it was the only soda I had other than root beer. And I don't know if rum and root beer is a thing. I might try it. I might not. I'm not that desperate, so I'm not gonna yet. But whenever I went in there, the lady was staring at me. And it's a liquor store, you know what I mean? And it's like one of them North Texas out in the middle of nowhere liquor stores. And she was looking at me and she's like, I hope you have ID on you because you look awfully young. No, she didn't even say that. She said, she didn't even actually card me. But, you know, I put the rum up there. She rung it up. And I also was buying a gift, which is a bottle of Gentleman Jack for a good friend of mine. He just bought a new house. So this was his homewarming present. Because I know he likes Jack Daniels, and if you like Jack Daniels, in my opinion, I know this is for me, which I'm not a crazy Jack Daniels guy, but I do enjoy Gentleman Jack occasionally, and I went ahead and I bought some for him, right? So I got this bottle of rum, and then this, it's actually a gift set, like I think it had coasters and like a mixing guide, you know, Gentleman Jack bottle. It was fancy. You know, I went ahead and bought it, put it on the counter, you know, and she rung everything up. And then as I'm like going through, you know, pulling out my card, she looks at me. She's like, are you 21 years or older? Because you look awfully young. And I was like, yeah. And I'm holding my card and I kind of look at her. And it's still kind of in my wallet. And I pull it out and I slide it in the chip reader. And I'm looking at her. She's still giving me the evil eye. I type in my PIN and I hit enter and my purchase was approved. The alcohol at that point belonged to me. And I just kind of looked at her. I was like, how old do you think I am? She's like, I don't know. 17, 18, 19. I was like, no, I'm 32. And she's like, whoa, holy shit. Now, she was a little bit older too. And apparently her eyes took off a couple of years. But, you know, I mean, I have a little bit of facial hair. I don't grow anything crazy because I work in a professional environment. And you got to be clean shaven. And sometimes when it gets scraggly, you know, it just doesn't look good. And also my wife absolutely hates it. So, you know, usually it's trimmed up a little bit, but still, I think I have an appropriate amount, but I don't think I look that much different than I did when I was, I don't know, 19. So, I mean, I'm just going to roll with it, but it's a thing. You know, I've been in job interviews or interacted with people in a professional environment. And when they think you're like a little kid, like not by your action, but just by your appearance, you know, then they'll start talking to you and then they're like, whoa, how old are you? I always got it too. I would mention to people that I was in Germany for 10 years and they're like, oh, were you in the, or were your parent, was your dad in the military? You know, were your parents in the military? I was like, no, I was. You know, well, how old are you? I was like, well, let's see, you know, let's do some math here. You know, people can't believe that I have two kids and that my oldest son is, you know, approaching 10 years old. Okay, no, he's not. He's not. He's 9. He's not going to be 10 for a while. But still, you know, that's a thing. It's a thing, man, that baby face. I used to get it when I was in high school, which I think kept me from picking up some girls. Which I didn't have any problems picking up girls, but if I did have any problems picking up girls, that's what I'm going to blame it on. The baby face. Actually, that was my nickname when I was in private school, was Babyface. And meanwhile, there were some other guys there that looked like they were like 28 years old when they were, you know, 15, 16 years old. Don't even want to know what they look like nowadays, you know. Actually, I do have some friends that are like balding, which isn't a big deal because I know young guys way younger than me that are balding. I know it's a thing, but I don't know. Nothing against balding. You know, I've got plenty of people in my family who started balding, and I'm pretty sure it's in my future, but hey, it hadn't happened yet. So my hair has thinned out quite a bit. I was getting a haircut not that long ago, and I'm right next to a big train, which is probably going to screw up the sound quality of this professional podcast recording. But it's also, I'm not far enough away from my intersection that I feel comfortable trying to beat it. Which I might. You never know. But if I get sick of that train, then that means this podcast will be a few minutes longer. Because that is a long-ass train. But, yeah, the baby face. And I guess it's with my voice, too. It just kind of depends on the time of day, how much I've been talking, what I've been eating and drinking, but I know the way my voice is sounding right now and the way my voice sounds on this podcast whenever I listen to it, it sounds completely different. It's kind of like when you're on an airplane. No, that's a horrible example. When I was a little kid, we got to go to one of those mini airports, you know, for like the Cessnas and the little, you know, the little planes. Rotary wing? That's a helicopter. Whatever, you know what I'm talking about, but you put the headsets on, and then your voice, you can hear it, it's so high-pitched. Like, when I was in the Army, we wore headsets on our tanks and stuff, and in our Strikers, but, like, you know, my voice, at no point was I like, wow, my voice sounds like a little kid's, you know, it's a different frequency, something. I'm probably making that up, but I mean, there's some logic to it, so it can't be totally wrong. But I know, since I'm talking through the, like, I have my regular standard issue headset that came with this smartphone, and I'm just talking into that microphone because it's better quality than actual professional microphones that I've bought for my podcast. Plus, I don't have to mess with the soundboard and the mixer and everything. But long story short, you know, I'm sure I sound a lot younger than I am. I know it can add a little bit of feminine to your voice, which I have a friend that's got a really deep voice, you know, and it changes up his voice too. So am I going to beat this train? I can see the headlights. Am I going to make it? Oh, this truck in front of me is trying to beat it, and I don't know if he's going to. Oh, the lights are on. Oh, and they're dropping. I missed it by like a second. Oh my gosh. Oh well. Well, you can't win all races. Well, anyways, here we are waiting on the train, which isn't a bad thing. I'm actually in a talkative mood. And yeah, there's the train. Thanks, buddy. Oh wow, this is it's a pretty long train. It's got a lot of boxes on it, a lot of connexes, lots of people moving stuff. You'd think they'd have trains. I don't think have changed that much, like by design. I guess the engines are powered a little more efficiently, but I mean. You always wonder why people don't have personal trains. They're always like, hey, man, maybe we should make, like, automated cars. I was always wondering, like, why they didn't just, like, make train tracks all over the roads and then people could get in their own private train. That's a stupid idea. I get it, but I'm surprised they didn't go with that at some point. You know, personal trains. I'm sure there would be accidents all over the place because if you go the wrong way on that bad boy, you're... Ooh! Wow, this is the dumbest topic I think I could have gotten on. But now I know a lot of guys that are obsessed with trains. I remember when I was in second grade, there was this kid in my class. His name was Peter, I think. We'll just call him Peter. And this kid was like obsessed with trains. He had like a train backpack. Every shirt that he had had a train on it. Every pencil had trains. He had a big train eraser. He had a train pencil box. He had train coloring books. Every time the book fair would come, he would always ask, like, hey, do they have any books about trains? Like, you know, for that kid's Christmas, like, he got super excited to put the train track up around the Christmas tree, which apparently not everybody does, but it's hard. That is a hard thing to do. Or maybe I just had really shitty trains as a kid. I wonder what happened to those. Those are probably worth a fortune on eBay right now. But, yeah. But he's just one of those kids. It's like, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? He's like, I want to be a train conductor. And then, you know, there were those two Denzel Washington movies about trains. There was Unstoppable, had Denzel Washington, where he was like the veteran train conductor. You know, he's about to retire, and then this one event happens, and he has to step in and help. And then there was that other one, John Travolta was the bad guy, Pedlam 21, something like that. And that was the same thing, but he was like the train dispatcher. So he's like, he's that old retiring, you know, train dispatcher. And then one day something happens and he has to be that guy that steps in and fixes it, which was awesome. Both of those were really good movies. I mean, there's quite a few. Money Train, that was an exciting train movie. Throw Mama Off the Train. Under Siege 2 was on a train. I think Speed was ended on a train or a subway. I consider those trains. Those are still trains. Subway train. Subway. There's got to be more movies about trains that I'm not thinking of. But there's Unstoppable. No, Unbreakable. Unbreakable. Well, Unstoppable. That's about a train, and then Unbreakable. Started with a train crash. It was a passenger train. You know, and he survived. I guess they're coming out with a sequel to that, which looks, I guess, interesting. I didn't see the last one. Was it Split? With the dude, Professor Xavier, young Professor Xavier, was in Split. Looked like he was in it. And then, Samuel L. Jackson. The Glass Man. Oh, yeah, Glass. That's the name of the movie, Glass. Which, those movies, I get a little peeved, but I still respect the idea of having sequels that don't just have, like, 1, 2, and 3. Like, they tried it, like, with Rambo. Like, that's kind of like a mixture, because it's First Blood Part 2. Rambo 3, and then John Rambo, if I'm not mistaken. I'm a huge Rambo fan, but the way those are titled sometimes kind of gets a little murky. But then there's like Speed 1, Speed 2, which that was on a boat, you know. Under Siege and Under Siege 2. Under Siege 2 is on a train. So see, that kind of came full circle, huh? Yeah, Speed 2, man, that was not the best movie, but it wasn't bad. Speed 1 was just awesome because it's got Keanu Reeves. You know, like, that was a good movie. I was young when that movie came out. I was really young when that movie came out, but it's still a movie. If it was on today, I'd watch it. Dennis Hopper. What's the last movie Dennis Hopper was in? I haven't seen him in a movie in a while. You know, he was in the original version of True Grit, I think. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. He was one of the bad guys that got shot out in the cabin. Didn't he get shot in a cabin? Was that True Grit, or was that... What movie was that? It had to have been True Grit, the original, not the new one with Matt Damon, which I don't even think I've seen, which is hard because I'm sure that the Big Lebowski did a great job as Rooster Cogburn, but is it Cogburn or Cockburn? Cogburn? Rooster, you know, but I mean, John Wayne, like he's the original. And I have a cousin, his name is Jake, and he was named after Big Jake, John Wayne. But then they call him Rooster, which is a John Wayne character, so I guess that kind of fits. I wonder if that's why he does that. I mean, he's got red hair, so I don't know. I don't know. I wish I kept in better touch with that kid. But, you know, he's older now. He's another one of those guys. Like, he's, like, way younger than me, but I watch that guy try to get up, and he's all complaining. And they're like, hey, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm just getting old. And I'm like, what? But you weren't even in the Army. I mean, I know he's... He's played his share of football as a youngster, which I'm sure absolutely tore him up. You know, I played my share of contact sports as a kid, but I was never so regular at it that it, like, did any lasting damage. Actually, I say that. I've got some joint problems that I'm pretty sure are from wrestling, but they're not that bad because I stay active. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the key, staying active. My granddad's about to be pretty old, and... he still does not look his old age. He's got him a... No, never mind. I better not talk about that. He's got a farm, and he stays active on the farm. I watched that guy... I have a hobby farm in my backyard, and it was getting kind of expensive feeding my sheep these square bales of hay. And, you know, he was like, yeah, I got some round bales if you want to try to feed your sheep the round bales. And I was like, yeah. So I went out there to pick up the round bales, and he's out there in his tractor in the freezing cold, and he's setting it up and stacking it on his truck. And I mean, just watching that guy, it's awesome, because it's like, man, I know guys that are, you know, maybe 10 years older than me that were in the Army a lot longer than I, well, they were in the Army before I was. I don't think they did anything that different, but they are falling apart. Meanwhile, I had a first sergeant who was always like super duper paratrooper running around all over the place, and that dude's still super, super fit. So I think that's the key. I mean, you hear about it all the time, but that's the truth. I've done my share of, you know, I was a certified fitness trainer, which it's expired now, but I had the sports nutrition and the sports therapy. Like, that's what I was into for a while. You know, no two people are exactly alike, and, you know, you're not going to make, you got to customize workouts for your client and all that good stuff, but wait, the individual difference. But a lot of people, man, a lot of people, I think the majority, if they would have just stayed active, those injuries probably wouldn't have got the best of them. You got to keep the blood flowing. You got to keep your joints oiled up. Yeah. So I had started recording this episode a while ago. Not this particular episode. I had another recording that I deleted, and then it was just, I got off on a tangent that, you know, I didn't know if I was able to talk about some of the things I was talking about. And hey, it's always better to be safe than sorry. So I went ahead, deleted it. I wonder if that shit's saved anywhere. Yeah, I hope not. Well, even if it is, I was pretty vague about everything, but I don't want to publish it and have my name attached to it for the whole world to hear, like this episode. This episode, the second episode of the day, but I did. I went like a week without publishing anything, so. Oh, man, this is such a bummer. All the Christmas lights are out. And this, well, I guess some people have them up, but the ones at my house are out. It was a pretty decent holiday season, but it was over before it even started. And now here we are about to be in a new year. I'm going to check my mail. I should have stopped recording. Someone hit my mailbox. And what is this? Some bills. It's got my mailbox door all jammed up. And now I have like those little line dents in my finger from trying to pry the mail open. So dumb. So dumb. Super interesting stuff. Yeah, that last episode that I recorded this morning was titled, I'm Not Really That Interesting. And then the last episode, I'm pretty much talking about how interesting I really am. But whatever. It's it. This is it. I'm home. I'd love to keep recording, but I'm going to go have a conversation with my spouse about how great my day was. So I hope everybody else is having a great Friday. If this is in fact a Friday that you can end your week on, then hats off to you. Hope you have a great weekend. If you're still working and you're out there grinding it out, go kill that shit, man. Get that shit done. Oh, gosh. All right. Take care, guys. Wish everyone the best. Happy holidays. I hope everybody's ready for the new year. I'm going to try to get some more recordings out. And I can do this from anywhere, so no matter what goes on with my professional or private life.